Well, I really, really appreciate you joining us today as we continue praying through the Bible. I hope you're getting as much out of interacting with me on these as I am, as I study them and as I write these little short devotionals. Today, we're going to continue studying through the Bible, and today we're going to look at a passage in Judges chapter 6. Let me set the context for us here. The nation of Israel was in danger. Another country had oppressed them. A man named Gideon, he moaned over Israel's circumstances while he threshed his wheat in hiding. A lot of people were hiding and doing their work in secret. But then God showed up. He always does. And an encounter with God, Gideon shows us the anatomy of prayer. So I'm going to work through this passage. Judges chapter 6, verse 12. And an angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." So here we see God's presence. That's kind of where talking with God starts, right? He is present with us. In verse 13, we see Gideon's petition. Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our forefathers recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt?' And we know that the Lord has forsaken us, and he's given us now into the hand of Midian." That's Gideon's petition. He's just letting God know what's on his heart. The beauty of talking with God is telling him what's on our heart. Gideon both confessed his troubles and his confusion to God. He answered his two questions by concluding that God had forsaken his people. So that's where Gideon is. God's presence is there, and then Gideon's pouring out his heart, his petition. The next verse, we see God's strength. And the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you? I am with you. Go in might and strength and save Israel because I am with you." And so here God shows us his strength. So think about this anatomy in prayer. We have God's presence in prayer, and then we put out our petition. God reminds us of his strength. And then Gideon, this is interesting, in the next verse, he expresses his weakness. He said to God, "Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house." So basically, Gideon is saying, "I'm the weakest of the weak." You ever feel that way? You know, God never allows us to use that as an excuse. He ends by reminding Gideon of his presence and his strength. And the Lord said to him, "But I'll be with you, and you shall strike the Midians as one man." When God gives us an assignment, he will always provide his presence and strength. You can take that to the bank. So with this passage, again, an anatomy of prayer, God's presence with us, our petition to him, God reminds us of his strength. We confess our inadequacy, and then God comes back and reminds us again of his presence and his strength. A few talking points here. Ask God to never let your fear or weakness drive you. Ask God to allow you to experience his presence and strength. And ask God to enable you to finish your assignment well. So, Father, thank you for giving me everything I need to do what you call me to do. Thank you for your strength and your presence in my weakness and my fear and my doubt. Thank you for always being with me. In Jesus' name, amen.